there. Welcome to Game Chat, the video game book club on the internet. This week we are continuing our discussion on Disco Elysium. A little bit of information about the game. It was released back in October of 2019, developed by ZA/UM, available on PS4, Switch, PS5, Xbox One, Mac, and PC. Disco Elysium is a groundbreaking role-playing game. You're a detective with a unique skill system at your disposal and a whole city block to carve your path across. Interrogate unforgettable characters, crack murders, or take bribes. Become a hero or an absolute disaster of a human being. So this is week 6 of talking about Disco Elysium. You can check out all of our other chats on the game at thegamechat.net. We've started from the beginning, played about 4 or 5 hours each week, and here we are. So I know one of us talking today has beat the game, and then the other two, well, myself and Madeline, have not. So we are in the final stages of the game. I don't know how to, like, the final few hours.
The final countdown
of Disco Elysium. So that's super exciting. So we're kind of, we always start with intros. We'll do that first. So that way you can get a feel for who you're listening to. And we always have an intro question to kind of go along with the game that we're discussing. And this week's question is, think of a favorite item of clothing that you have. What bonus or negative would that item of clothing give you if it were in Disco Elysium? Because in Disco Elysium, you find a bunch of different, ties, gloves, shirts, pants, jackets, shoes that give you bonuses and negatives. Both at the same time, some of them give you both bonuses, when you wear them. So, starting at the top.
All right, this is Franco. I'm going to go with sweatpants.
Okay, cool.
A plus to composure,
I guess,
and probably a minus to authority. It's tough
probably.
to be taken seriously. It's
probably nice. Okay, cool. Thank you. Next,
this is Madeline. I have a T-shirt that has a skeleton on it that is pulling a heart out of its rib cage, and there's like a string that's wrapped around the rib, so it's like pulling on your heart strings. Little bit visual joke. So I would imagine that would give me like a plus to empathy, but would give me a minus to pain threshold, probably, because wearing my heart almost on my sleeve.
Nice. I like it. This is Steph. Nothing like particular, but I do have a few oversized cardigans, kind of like sweater cardigans, that I absolutely love. I would, looking at this, I'm guessing that would probably give me a bonus to, I would say a plus one to like maybe, I'm a little bit lost. I want to say encyclopedia because I feel like smart people wear cardigans, but I think that's just my bias.
Oh, no, it's definitely like a librarian chic.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, cardigan. Yeah. So I'd say like a plus one to encyclopedia and probably I would like to think that it might give me a plus one to conceptualization because I feel like also it could be a little artsy. Mm-hmm. And probably like a negative to, I mean, probably like, maybe reaction speed, because if they're big, if they're like oversized cardigans, they're going to get caught on things. Like there are several, or like hand-eye coordination. Like there are several times where like I've been like making food, like, you know, making dinner and like my sleeve will like knock up against something, or I'll like be trying to grab something and my sleeve will get caught on it and like
almost a door handle.
Yes, yes, yes. So yeah, yeah. Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, let's get into our, so like for this listening, we've been kind of conducting these kind of like a round table where we're just going to be sharing our experiences that we've had the past week, playing our 4 to 5 hours of Disco Elysium. And, yeah, so Frank finished the game. Mm-hmm. Madeline, how far did you make it in?
Not that far. I am on, yeah, the very beginning of day 5. So if y'all need to talk about a little bit more into day 5, go for it. It's not
okay.
You will not hurt my feelings.
Okay. All right. I am on day 7.
Yeah.
So you're ticking off all the boxes.
I guess. What day did you beat the game on, Frank?
You know what? I'm thinking late day 5, maybe. Yeah,
oh,
late day
wow.
5.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
it's,
right.
It got to a point where it just, I don't know. I did the one thing, and then has everybody figured out where has found Ruby?
Yes.
I know where she is, but I can't make my shivers roll to save my life, despite
no.
me like wearing
oh.
all of my shivers.
Oh.
But I know where she is.
Right. Okay.
Just, my cop doesn't know where she is yet.
Yeah, I got past that, and then I was like, nothing really huge. Like, the only things I had left were, like, you know, drink alcohols, smoke cigarettes, take the speed,
mm-hmm.
And a couple other things that were like seemed minor, and find the gun, which I probably resolved myself to the fact that I wasn't going to find my gun.
Mm.
I did that.
Oh, okay. And then I did. I just to give you a heads up. Yeah, like Steph said, the finding Ruby is one point of sort of a major point in the game where something happens and some things become unavailable.
Mm-hmm.
And then remember we were talking about the island?
Mm-hmm.
Island is definitely the point of no return. That's
what I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, have you gone to the island, Steph?
Nope. Haven't gone to the island. I'm, so I've done the whole Ruby thing.
Okay.
I had the whole experience back in the part of town.
I'm sure that, going to Ruby probably triggers that. Yeah.
And, yeah, so I can. I've already talked to the boat lady on the shore about borrowing her boat.
Okay.
And yeah, so all I gotta do is just go and grab it when I'm ready. I do need to head back to. Well, I went around and talked to everyone on the coast first, and which I kind of picked up a couple of side quests, talking more to them. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to hear how everyone sounded like because for those listening, the game's been out for a while, but they just today released a huge update to the game, which I think kind of went along with them releasing it on PS5, that added voiceovers for you had some before, usually when you first start talking to some people, you would hear maybe a couple of lines and then it would just be readable text the rest of the your conversation. But now they have everything voiced for the most part. Mm-hmm. So anytime that anyone says anything, it's voice acted. And then also your thoughts are voice acted, which frankly, you wouldn't know, but, Madeline, did you play it a little bit today after they
yes.
updated?
Yes.
I love the choice for your inner thoughts. I love the voice choice for not really like the, like there are some that have different voices, but there's one that they chose for the, just like
the, just the straight up narrator.
Yeah. That's very like gravelly, slow talking voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's so ominous and I love it.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's way more beautiful than Harry probably deserves to have for his inner monologue voice, honestly.
Sure, yeah.
That's a lot more like the reptilian brain.
Yes. So, So I've been talking to everyone, and then I still have to go back and let's see what I need to do. I need to, because like I for the first time like had a very long conversation with what is his name? One of the three guys that are there, you know, the drinking men on the coast. Mm-hmm. Idiot Doom Spiral. For the first time, like listened to his tale of the Headless Found Rider and heard his story about the cocaine skull.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I took on a couple of quests regarding both of those. I did take up informing the Dice Maker about the source of Doom, all because I had like a Doom conversation with the woman in the church, the scientist. I had a conversation about like hypothesizing about like the quiet space in the church and what that could mean. I took on the thing about informing the Dice Maker about the source of the Doom. Like I had the option to inform both the Dice Maker and the bookstore woman, the bookstore lady, but I think I answered that I would just let the Dice Maker know because the bookstore woman couldn't handle like the doom of it all or something like that. So I got to tell her that. Go to the island. Let's see here. Oh, well, maybe it didn't give me something. It might have already checked that off. It must have been something I already did or something. But I do have to inform, go back and talk to the Dice Maker again. But I also want to just kind of talk to everyone back on in the main part of the city to see the direction they went with the voice actors.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I have not been disappointed.
Everybody's is really good.
Yeah.
Did you look at your map?
No. I did. The map changed.
It was a little bit weird. I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah, right.
It came updated. Let me look.
But it was also like whenever I first got that postcard that said, like, this is a postcard, and now that you have this postcard, it's like a stylized map of, you know, this district of Revacle. Then I was like, oh, this is what, you know, the map will be fancy. And then the map was just kind of, you know, standard. And now this updated map, like, this is kind of what I expected it to look like.
Doom. Doom. Yeah, it's not really. No.
Loading screen's changed.
It's really cool looking. Mm-hmm. Has that nice crosshatch work on it. And it also reads out your thought cabinets when you learn them, because I learned one while I was playing for a bit before the start of this, before we started recording, and got to the the homosexual underground thought cabinet.
Where'd you pick that up?
Which was hilarious. I don't even remember. I think it was from flirting. I think it was from like, because it was talking with the smoker guy, the balcony smoker. If you talk to him, I don't know if you could do it earlier on, but I know that I talked to him while he's been hanging out at the Rollin' Rags, and you kind of, it becomes an option that you can ask him if he, you know, because like he had this Sunday friend who was staying over, and, you know, he talks about that sometimes he's here, sometimes, you know, his Sunday friend that sometimes he comes in, and if he does, he stays for a few days and then he leaves. And so you can ask him if he's, the way that they phrase it is a little, you know, a little rough, but
rude.
Rude, which goes along with some of what the character says to people anyways, but Yeah, so you can ask him about it, and he'll tell you. And if you keep asking him a couple of times, you can get the thought cabinet. Which, basically, if you learn it, I mean, it gives you a -1 to encyclopedia, -1 to hand-eye coordination, but a +3 to perception.
Huh.
Yeah, so you're very perceptive. But yeah, it was like, maybe you should stop obsessing about your own and other people's sexuality. Feels like it's about time to do that. And it's like, you've thought about this for 8 hours? Not only should you stop, you should tell Kim you've stopped obsessing about other people's sexuality too. I'm sure he'd appreciate it. Unless you already got him killed because you were obsessing about your own sexuality. No. There's no way of telling from within your brain, but for your own sake, please say you didn't.
Wow.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so,
bonuses, go ahead, from the thought. Bonuses from the thought. Stop obsessing about sexuality.
That's it? There's no like pluses or minuses to any stat?
No. It was a -1 to encyclopedia, -1 to hand-eye, and +3 to perception.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I will check the map here.
Probably a -1 encyclopedia because you were such a dipshit about asking about it.
Look at that.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah. There's really a merry-go-round. How come we don't get to see the merry-go-round?
Because this was in the heyday of the Jam Rock Quarter, right?
Yeah.
And now we're...
I'm curious about the egg on the, the egg at the fisherman shacks.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
It's a much better map because it puts things in better perspective of where, like, you see the whirl of eggs in relationship to the other places and stuff like that.
You can see what this place was once before it's.
Yeah.
It is now.
The boardwalk with the Ferris wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Yeah, correction, Steph. Let me just kick you out to the main menu here. Oh, look at this. Okay, new things. All right.
Yep.
It was day 7, and it's, I was day 7 as well. I didn't realize.
Oh, okay.
That a certain event fast forwards you.
Five. Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought day 5 was a little early. Yeah, because you are knocked out for 2 days after that happens. So
yeah, a certain event. Yes. I want to desperately talk about that certain event, but
go ahead. It's not going to bother me. I will not be sad.
Go ahead, Frank. What do you need to say?
Well, I just wanted to know how you made out at that certain event, Steph.
Oh well, first off, can we talk about Ruby? Yes.
Ruby. We all faced Ruby, so that's cool. So
no, she hasn't faced Ruby yet.
Go right ahead.
But we're already talking about things past her experience.
Yep.
I was not able to stop Ruby from doing what she did.
I passed. I don't know how I did it. I've been loading up in those stats anyway, and I don't know what the check is. I forgot what the check was.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was like crush your fingers and hit the button and see what happens.
Yeah, because if you fail it, you have to go through that and it lasts for several minutes.
It's a long ordeal
conversation. And I mean, it's interesting and it's fascinating, but also like, I was just like,
I felt it drug on a little long. Yeah,
I was. Well, I mean, not really that. I just didn't want to go through it again. Like, I didn't want to be like, you know, I mean, whereas other failed checks, I've been like, okay, I can just. I just saved it so I can restart it. I mean, I did save it just before talking to her, but
yeah.
So, I wasn't. I failed the checks, and so unfortunately, Ruby is not alive. So,
yeah.
Those are the risks you take too.
Yeah, if you keep her, then there's the next step is. Maybe it plays a point. I let her go.
Okay.
I didn't arrest her.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, because she did make, you know, she did seem pretty adamant and pretty, you know. Right, I think even I think even your mind even tells you that like it seems like she's telling the truth.
Right.
Like that she didn't kill, you know, that she didn't shoot the guy. So
right.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, I mean, not like there hasn't been stuff up to this point, but content warning. If you're sensitive to people pulling a gun on themselves, then it's probably might not be a good call.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was. I was sad, but then also like I could see that because like the checks were like, and I always like I don't know. I know Jonathan when he was here was like, yeah, I try 30% and 40% ones, and I get them, and I'm just like.
How did you do that? Yeah.
Every 50, anything that's even like 58%, you know, I fail always. Like,
yeah.
I fail like half my 86% checks. If you
and I'm just
yeah,
like,
there's no, yeah, I, yeah, 70% is no guarantee either.
Yeah.
It's like, so,
yeah.
I feel like, oh, this is going to be iffy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think one of them was like, I mean, I have definitely failed 70% checks too. And it's just, I mean, but I mean, again, it's 70% out of, you know, so like, it's not 100, but yet at the same time, you see that odd and you're just like, I'll get it. It's the whole gambling perspective. Yeah. You're just like, I got a chance. It's fine. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that happened. And then I went, you know, you go back into town and everyone in Titan's crew, except for two people, are dead.
Yeah. Same here.
And
two died in the event, and four died in the event, and only two are left. And
yeah,
luckily Kim only got a concussion.
Yes, same. Did you get shot any?
Got shot twice.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, so that's interesting.
So it'll be interesting to see how Madeline's playthrough goes, to see if that's like.
Well, I found Ruby, and then she insta killed me with whatever.
Oh no! Oh no!
It's okay.
What's your endurance?
Not that great, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you take like 3 yeah, points. Yeah, hit.
I only have base of 3, so that was all of it, I guess. Yeah.
Yes. Slap okay, on some endurance. Clothing.
My last save was not that far
okay,
before this.
Good. Good.
Yeah. Steph, did you find your gun?
No, I didn't. I went to talk to the guy, and mm-hmm. I did have a couple of their new options, like to talk to him about. The gun thing was still there. I just for funsies of like being different, I was just like, no, I'm not gonna. So no, I haven't. Never mm-hmm. found the gun. Although I did find. Where did I find? I found a gun somewhere, of course, because I used it in the shootout.
Really?
After yeah. Oh. You didn't have a gun?
No, I was unarmed.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I felt. Oh, where did I get the gun? Oh, you
is
know what?
The
I
one
bet
you
it was?
The ice cream basement gun?
I don't. No, yeah, no. No, I think, you know what I think it was, Frank? I think it was after Ruby was gone. I think.
Oh,
I think
you
had a gun and I took her
Ruby
gun.
Ruby had a real rudimentary gun, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I took
But I didn't
hers.
Have any bullets. I didn't have any bullets.
I had found 2 bullets somewhere. So I had 2
bullets.
Oh,
okay. All right.
Like throughout the game I found a bullet here and there. I had 2 bullets. So I did try, like when I got to the shootout, I did try to shoot you know, one of the other people that was, you know, the other of the gang, but mm-hmm. God, it was like 37%, and I was like, "This isn't going to work." And of course, it failed.
So, yeah, there's so many different kind of checks with that confrontation that it's impossible to plan.
And it's another one. It's another one of those that like it's like if you go back and reload, it's like another 20-minute.
Oh, thing. Conversation. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I just
yeah back and
I was
forth.
Like, well,
forth.
I'm not dead. I might as well just roll with it. Like just roll with the punches. So again, it'll be interesting to see how. Madeline's shootout
yeah.
goes.
Shootout goes.
There's a lot well, of like. I
that's
can't
another one. That's another one. That's like you take like a 2 or 3.
Yeah. So just make sure you got some health.
Stop at the drugstore and get load up.
I can't see, I mean, because there are a lot of checks, so I can't see that it's like written. I mean, we might have just gotten the exact, you know, just
chance, afterwards,
got the same result, Frank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen all kinds of results for that.
Oh, okay, okay.
Up until, you know, including Kim getting, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Killed? Died?
I don't know if he died. I saw that. Well, here's an interesting option, if you don't mind me sharing, Madeline.
Yeah.
There's one where I think Kim gets shot and you're visiting Kim at the hospital. I think you're visiting Kim at the hospital or something like that. Or maybe it's you back in your room. And guess who's there with you? Kudo.
Your partner? Oh, no. No, really?
What?
Kudo. Yeah.
You convinced Kudo to come with you.
I guess if your empathy's good enough with Kudo, he will tag along with you. And he goes into the junior officer program.
Awesome. The thing is, though, here's my, because, go ahead. Your mental thing, because that has to do with the whole like stupid apartment thing and getting the drugs for him from his apartment.
Yes.
Because like your mind says, it's like, okay, like when you make that decision on whether you're going to give him the drugs or not, it's like, okay, like if you do this, you'll earn his trust. Like if you give him the drugs now, you're earning his trust, and you never know, he could become a junior officer. Like they pretty much write out like what's going to happen.
Or
maybe it was just me with something with one of my pluses or something, but it was like, it's that if you don't give it to him now, like you're like, this is it. Like, he's not going to trust you with anything. Right. And I'm just like, so if I give him the drugs, like this whole thing hinges on me giving him drugs that he's asked, like giving a minor drugs that he asked.
Yeah.
I don't know. I agree. My morality is showing where I was like, like I feel like this is a weird kind of
really
like
bad idea.
Weird linchpin to like, you know, to hinge whether he like trusts people and becomes a junior officer for good, or if he, you know, hates, like doesn't trust cops ever.
Yeah, that was. So you did finally get to. Madeline, did you get to Kuno's dad's apartment?
No, I went and talked to Kuno, and I tried to see how far I could get talking to him, and my brain was like, "You need to punch this kid in the face," and I was like, "No, no." And then, like, so I was like, "I'm not gonna punch this kid in the face," and it's like, "Oh, well, you can't empathize with him because you backed down from him." And I was like, "I'm not gonna punch a child in the face. No."
I don't know about you, Steph. The other wedge with, I don't know, maybe you got it too, Madeline. The other wedge with Kuno is his relationship with the other juvenile delinquent. Because, yeah, you mentioned something in the second, there's a second conversation you mentioned. I mean, you learned that she's potentially a kid killer. Yeah. And then, but there's other conversations. He's doing something, and she makes a comment, and you have the opportunity to jump all over it and drive a bigger wedge into their relationship.
Yeah, I don't know. My thoughts laid it out like it was on that, whether I gave him the drugs or not, and I was like,
we were in agreement.
I didn't give him the drugs.
Nope, didn't give him the drugs, but I did tell him the sad tale of his father and all that.
Mm. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I tried to, but then afterwards, after you don't get in the drugs, like he wasn't really listening.
Oh, he does. Yeah,
like, he was just like, "Kudo, yeah, sorry. Oh, what does Kudo care?" And so,
His classic response. Yeah, Kudo, don't give.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
this is completely.
Kudo says only bad words. I think he has like five non-bad words that he knows.
Mm-hmm.
Did you talk to him? Everybody found all the cages, right? All the traps, locust traps,
invisible things. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you go back to Kuno, ask about the locusts.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was the one who emptied the trap.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Kuno, you go to. Cryptid.
He has a whole shed of the locusts.
Yeah, he has a box full of locusts. Yeah.
his shed is filled with them. Like he's
wow.
The cute thing, thing is that he's building them. Like he calls it like an empire, like a city. Like it's yep. a locust city.
Oh, so and the city that he keeps talking about is this bug city.
Yes, yes. Like a usual kid thing. Mm-hmm. He's just like, no, I'm building them the city. But then it turned for me, like as I was continuing the conversation, because I think that I made the mistake of being like. Because the two options were like in one situation, the two options were like either to say that it was stupid or to say, oh, well, that sounds all right. You know, okay. Like,
yeah, what you know, that? Yeah.
Well, so did I. But then he's immediately like, I'm going to destroy the city then. Like, you know, he was like, that city. He was like, no, Kuno's done. Like, you try to continue asking questions. Like, Kuno's done with it. Like, I don't care about bugs. I hate bugs. So,
yeah, the girl behind the fence is sort of like dismissive of it.
I think what it is that you said it was cool. That's the way I felt because I feel like I've done that before with him. Like I've said something was cool and
he doesn't want to hear it. Yeah.
I'd be like, what do I care? Like, you know,
Oh, I remember that. Now I remember another big point. I don't know if it had any meaning at all, but during that conversation, he's like slips up and starts referring to himself as I.
Yes.
Oh.
And you can point it out and then he gets kind of like, he was like, yeah, goes I right. said I, like, you know, Kuno's his right own back. Person. Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I'll say whatever the beep I want.
Yeah. So Kuno.
Yeah. Kuno, the struggle for Kuno. That's just, yeah. That's
although awesome. I do have to say, Madeline, before you go over to the island, you need to, which I don't know if you're going to be like me and talk to everyone just to hear their voice act, you know, their voices, but the children on the shore that are, like the two twins that are outside playing.
Okay.
Playing up rock.
Yes.
I did talk to them.
They have the most adorable.
Really? Oh,
voice
man.
Act voices.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like they're genuinely precious children voices.
Yes.
Like the only ones.
Yes. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Of course, like it's Lily. When you talk to Lily about the boat, she has like she mentions that you for something to go and talk to them regarding the island because they've apparently taken a raft over there.
Mm-hmm.
Like the voices are precious, but then I'm also like kind of skeptical on like the age of the voices because. Lily's like, oh, you know, they're old enough to take a raft over there. And if you talk to, Lily's the girl inside. That's right. She's the little girl, right?
Yeah.
The one inside the cabin.
Yeah. These are the twins. Yeah.
If you talk to the mom talks about like that they've been, those twin boys have taken a raft over to the island and they've been over there by themselves. And then if you talk to Lily in the house, their sister, they're older brothers. Like she says that they're older than she is.
Hmm.
But her voice actress sounds definitely a little bit older than the two voice actors, the two kids that they found for the twins outside. Like, they're adorable. It's adorable to hear them talk, but at the same time, I'm like, this is like a 2 or 3 year old, like not like, but yeah,
not like 7 or 8 year old boys.
Yeah. I guess their mom will tell you, like when you ask about the boat, about the that they, because she was like, you know, go and talk to them. Good luck, because they have an interesting way of talking to each other. So I don't know if they're buying into some developmental thing, but like, yeah. So, it will be fascinating to go back and listen to other people talk, their voice actors. It almost makes me just want to just play the game, you know. I mean, like I don't have the time, but to play the game again just to like hear the entire game. It was a good addition. It was a good. It just makes it. I mean, there are a lot of times that like even when it's reading, like I'll use like read it faster and like skip ahead to the next one, especially if I'm like crunched on time. But it's still fun to kind of hear, you know, to kind of get that. Idea of what the voice, you know, the developers want the voices to sound like, you know.
Would you like to know what happens when you find your gun?
Yeah, what happens?
Okay, so I talked to, was it Titus I talked to that told me, or was it Everard who told me? Maybe it was Everard.
Mm-hmm.
So Everard's like, hey, you should go and get these people to sign this thing so I can basically make their lives miserable and build a house right in their front yards. And I was like, okay. And then I got the two of the drunk dudes over in the fishing village to sign instead.
Mm-hmm.
But I told Everard that, yeah, I got those signatures for you. And he's like, cool. This is the person who probably has your gun. It's this woman named Pigs.
Hmm.
Okay. He's like, she'll meet you at, you know, over on the boardwalk at about 10 o'clock at night on day 4. So I go over there and let me find a picture of what she looked like here. Okay. So she has police sirens, like the lights strapped to her back. She's got like a thing like strapped to her chest, and she's holding your gun. Basically, she's probably demented, if not like in drug withdrawals or both.
Sure.
And she's like just like barking out stuff from like cop dramas and from like radio cop chase shows, mm-hmm. apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kim pulls out his gun. And she's waving the gun about, and you have to try, like, you can talk her down, see if you can jump and grab your, wrestle your gun away from her, tell Kim to just shoot her. It's like, God, no, let's try and talk this woman down. So I managed to try and talk her down, but I failed the last check, and I was like, no, she's going to shoot Kim. Like, this is going to be awful. And she pulls the trigger, and it's completely empty.
She doesn't have any bullets.
And so she just like breaks her heart. She's like, this is a fake gun. And she's just like sobbing and throws your gun on the deck. So pick up my gun and go talk to her and try and figure out like what if, you know, what we can do for this poor woman. She needs help. We can't just leave her out here in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And Kim's like, well, why don't you go talk to Titus since he thinks that they're the local law enforcement around here and see if mm-hmm. you can, if they know somebody that she can stay the night with and get her set up. And Titus was like, he was annoyed, but he was like, yeah, we are the law around here and we take care of our own. So we'll take care of her. So I got my gun back and the Hardy boys got to do a good deed for the day. And she didn't shoot Kim. Yay. Wow.
Yay.
Wow.
I was very stressed out though.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, that's wild. That's wild.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see if I can find this picture. But basically, at one point when you're talking to her, Kim says, I think it's this one. Kim says something. He's like, she's probably has dementia and been watching too much Channel 8. Which I was like, oh, you know how we say this about people? Like, they've been watching too much fill in the blank news station here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like exactly what he's saying here, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, congratulations on getting the gun back.
And I have, like you said, I've found 2 bullets.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I've got. So we'll see.
Frankie, you just didn't have the bullseye, man.
That will be.
Yeah. I could not. Where? Oh, geez. That's interesting.
I don't even remember. I don't even remember. I think.
Oh yeah, you go through so many things in this game.
Maybe a bullet was. I don't know. Maybe one was found in like the old gun cache in the basement. I'm not even sure about that.
Shit, I forgot. There, you find one bullet in your cabin.
What did you do with it?
I don't think it was a matching.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, no, it was for Ruby's gun, so I just didn't.
Well, you didn't get Ruby's. You didn't get Ruby's gun, right?
Yeah, she leaves it.
Oh, she leaves it, right? Okay.
Yeah. Oh no, wait, maybe not. No, I'm confused now.
Wait, so you didn't get the gun?
No, I don't think I got Ruby's gun. No.
Okay. All right. I was like, wait a minute. Did you have a gun and you had a bullet? Then why didn't ask you if you wanted to shoot?
Right. It didn't. It definitely didn't.
The office or okay.
My only option
whatever,
was
whatever
was
that
dodge.
Was.
Try to okay. dodge.
Yeah. Again, I could try to shoot. But it was like 30-40% chance of making it. And I was like, oh, here we go. I thought for sure Kim was going to die.
So did I.
Because I thought for sure he was going to like step in, like, you know, like, I don't know. I was just like, it's either going to be game over or Kim's going to die.
No.
Like, yeah. That could be just me just expecting the worst. Everything, it was surprisingly, you know, I mean, as well, I mean, the Hardy Boys didn't, you know, made out kind of bad, but, and then Kostya yeah. got away.
Mm.
Yeah.
So after you talked to Kuno, mm-hmm. did you go? What did you? How did you resolve it with the cryptologist?
I think I told. Well, I told them that he had removed those, mm-hmm. but I also think that I felt bad, so I just reassured him that I'm sure that the Phasmid's still out there. Now I did not resolve that before, I had the whole Ruby situation. So once that mm-hmm. happened, they were gone. Because once you do the Ruby thing, then that kind of like spirals into what happens downtown, which then clears out like the visitors from the Rolling Rags because it happens right outside of it. So I didn't get a chance to, because I was supposed to talk to Kuno. I reported that to them, reassured them, and I was like, hey, like, let me, oh, because the guy, you know, the husband was catching a cold or something, mm-hmm. like he sneezed, and so I offered to put Locust back in the cage for him. So I did that, and then I was supposed to go back and report back to Lena and her husband. But I unfortunately didn't get to that before everything cleared out with, you know, after the whole Ruby situation.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I told them, I didn't even offer. I told them to go home.
Oh.
I told him he should keep looking in this. Sure. And Kim helps me out. He says, yeah, the summer's better anyway for weather and all that stuff. So,
sure.
So they agreed, you know, to go home and come back in the summer. So, I guess a little spoiler for Madeline, but after the tribunal, you go outside the Whirling Rags. Did you see the inscription written on the streets?
Mm-hmm. It was kind of hard to miss, Frank.
Did you set it on fire?
I don't know how.
Oh, I set it on fire.
I don't know how. I tried clicking on it. It's in my task to do. But I don't, I tried, I mean, did you have to put a tool into your hand?
How did I set it on fire? I know I set it on fire because you get a secret achievement or a hidden thing that, you know, it lights.
I tried clicking on it. It did not give me, it just had the option of looking at it. It didn't give me the option of setting.
What
I mean,
could I have?
As I said, it's a task.
No. Was it the fuel? No.
Oh, I didn't. I sold my fuel container. I mean, I sold the metal container, which you would think in this junk heap of a place that you could find another freaking metal canister.
I sold mine too.
That is not the case. You can't buy things back from what's his face once you sell them at the pawn shop. So it's gone. I never was able to paint. I haven't been able to paint the wall. That I worked so hard on building out my conceptualization that I could conceptualize it, only to not be able. Like I got the paint from Cindy, but I need the fuel to use for, because she was like, you can't just paint it; you have to use fuel. And me as a painter, I'm like, I don't understand this process, honestly. Like,
I think I looked it up. I think you need to have cigarettes.
Oh, I don't have cigarettes.
Yeah, it says light the graffito on fire with a burning cigarette.
How do you light the cigarette, Frank?
I don't know.
Kim might have a lighter.
I see the disconnect there. If you have,
I was like, yeah, I can buy cigarettes, but I don't have a lighter. Like,
right. Yeah.
Cigarettes don't light themselves.
This is true.
People listening know.
this is true.
I mean, I've only taken a huff of one in my life, but I know that much.
Trying to figure it out. I thought there was a big thing from last week that I was ahead of you and we couldn't talk. Didn't want to
the
talk
church.
About.
We didn't really talk about resolving
the church. The solving the church issues.
Yeah.
Which was really how did you like the whole church situation?
That was really cool. I thought it was like I would not be able to work in that type of noise sure. environment.
Yeah.
She was, bless her heart.
Yeah.
But like the idea that that they needed each other in the end to be able to solve the puzzle was really cool. And I also was thinking about, for some reason, my cop was thinking about, like, I think he was talking to Noid, and Noid was like, yeah, this place is carved dead bodies into something new. And he's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, this church is made of wood. It's the dead bodies of trees.
Yes.
And I was like, whoa.
Yes. Yeah.
I wasn't ready for this type of thought thinking yet.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, we're gonna put all this music in here. It's gonna bring it back to life. And for some reason, my cop was like, this is, you know, the emptiness that they built this church around it to try and like contain or control the emptiness in this one little spot. And maybe that's like the emptiness that we're seeing in, you know, the doomed business district. And maybe that's why like all of this, you know, death and decay is around here. Maybe it's why we lost the war. And he's like, and this is what happens when this is the in between for you know, the nothing and then the pale, which is like the never ending story, nothing, basically the pale.
Yeah.
And I was really expecting my cop to have like a mental breakdown at that point, because he about did whenever he talked to Joyce about the pale. And for some reason, this didn't bother him at all this time around.
Right.
Even like standing this close to a black hole. He was just like,
he sees.
I need to go tell people that this is why their businesses are failing.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's where mine came to as well, where it was like, yeah, maybe I should tell people in the doomed business district about this, you know? And yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. It was really interesting. Like the whole, like, you know, I loved the big stained glass window in there and like the story behind that and like the differing stories behind the religion that everyone had. And then, it's just an interesting space. It might be like my favorite space in the entire, like, well, I mean, I haven't been to the island, but so far in the entire game, like it's probably my favorite space.
Church,
like my favorite kind of like, it was, I mean, it was a long time getting there and like getting the kids to like a lot back and forth with getting the kids to do this and to, you know, figure out something to where they, you know, working with the scientist. And then it was a lot back and forth there. But once like all that kind of started coming together, it was like, oh, like for a moment, I actually thought I was like, is this in game? Like, is this is this like what we're working towards is like finding this like black hole and like, you know.
And then it's the end of the world as we know it.
Yeah. Well, everything starts beginning because they start doing the
sound.
Yeah. The sound and, you know, putting it all together and everything just starts shaking. And I'm just like, this is it. I was like, I've triggered an early ending. Like, that's what I was afraid of. It was really cool. It was really cool. Did either of you find, the mixtape for them.
So
mixtape.
When I was talking to Egghead about the music, and the shivers kept coming up and being like, there's a tape caught in this tree over next to those guys playing petanque. Well, I had already found that tape. That was the smallest church in Saint-Saëns, and I sang disco for it, and I can't get the tape back now.
Oh, it's not, it's something different.
It is? Yeah, I keep going to those trees, and I can't find anything for the life of me in them.
Where did
I had the, what did they say, like the Door Gunner mixtape? That's the recording of Your Dead Dude that the Hardy Boys put together. And it's like, you could give them that. And I was like, this is evidence? I don't even want to like them put their evidence in their music.
I don't know if I can go back to, let's see, Done Tasks.
Plus, he was saying a lot of awful things on that mixtape. I don't really want that in the Anodyne rock, post-rock, whatever it is.
Thursday. Okay. Okay, so you have to I don't remember where I found the tape at, but it's a different tape. It's strung out, but you have to go to the pawn shop to get the pawn shop guy to put it to string it back together for you in a workable form. And then you can take that to Egghead at the church, and he can play it. And it turns out to be, it actually works really well with what they, with like the, with like kind of that beat that they already had going.
Oh, okay.
And I forgot, God, what is it? If I can think of it, I guess say next week, but, let me see here. Well, actually, wait, let me just, I can figure this out really quick. Google, thank you. let's see here. Okay. Head inside. Okay. Oh, okay. It's right out. It's. Okay, so it is up in a tree. I don't think it's the same tree that you're talking about, though, but it's over in the city, in the main part of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of, I believe it's all the way, it's, I believe it's by the guy, is it by, are you talking about the guy that's selling things?
Yeah, I thought it was like right across the street from him.
No, this one's like right beside him. Like it's kind of on the other side of a truck. And there's a tree there, and there's a bundle of magnetic tape in that tree. Why is all the tape in the trees? there's a bundle of magnetic tape in that tree, and so you can get it down from there. I just so happened to come across it, like when I was just randomly, like I was like, oh, what is this little area over here for? And I just so happened to press. Of course, it probably doesn't like highlight until after you get the task. I'm sure. So I was just so happy. I was just going through and I noticed that it, cause I occasionally hit that button to kind of highlight, you know, the right mouse button to highlight things that I can interact with. And I was like, I don't remember that tree highlighting before. And so I went over there and yeah, so it's up in that tree and then you take it to the pawn shop guy, to fix and, you can convince him that it's important, and he puts it into the reel, and you can take it to Egghead. Just, I mean, it adds more bass to the jam. Yeah, 30 experience. Yeah. Core, man. Yeah.
Hardcore.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't even think you know what hardcore is.
It's his own version of hardcore. Yep. Everyone has their own version. Yeah. I'm trying to think what else interesting things happened. Let's see here.
Yeah, I pretty much stayed away from the union guy. So that I don't know what triggers it, but Joyce moves. She takes her sailboat across.
Oh yeah,
to the fishing village.
It's the Ruby thing. It's the Ruby thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I knew that was going to happen. Just from because like I looked up something. That's how I knew that like that wasn't, because I was thinking the Ruby thing was in game, but that it wasn't. It was just in an end thing for some conversations. Yeah.
Did you confront God, I can't think of her name. A disco girl.
Klaschi?
Yeah. About you catch her in a lie, and I can't remember what the lie is. Oh, you go looking for, you know, you find out about a passport, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the passport isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
But something
you can go back and talk to her about it. You report back to her that it's not there.
Yeah. And then, but there's a lie. And then it was like almost to the point where Kim wants to, or the game, or your mind is suggesting you should actually take her under custody.
Well, yeah. So, yeah. Which was the right call, because then you, what happens later?
Yeah. I didn't. I let her. Yeah.
No, I didn't either. Because to me, like, there was no reason. I mean, so she lied. She seemed like the type that would, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. It was like, it was at that point, it was like, well, it's just, it's like, I don't want to say a white lie, but it was like,
I mean, I guess technically she didn't kill him, but.
Right.
She had a little bit more of a hand in the whole process than what she was telling us. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about something and then it completely left my head.
Oh, that's how you find out about the island. Right.
So did you find out about, what is his name? The two guys playing the game, the ball.
Pitanka. Yeah, the one dies. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one that was still working, I guess.
Yeah, they found him. Yeah, that is.
That was sad.
Who tells you that? Who tells?
Well, his friend. His friend is. I mean, well, that's who told me. I saw his friend.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, that's right. He's sitting on the bench.
The guy's sitting on the bench, and you talk to him, and he's like, you know. Which, you know, I mean, I don't know. I thought it was very interesting conversation. You know, I mean, like, it was a very kind of touching conversation, because he was calling him, you know, like, I'll say, you know, an SOB, and then, like, you know, SOB, like, he end, was, yeah. And then, but at the same time, he was just like, you know, because I think you could ask him, like, so, like, it sounds like that you loved him, like, you know, and he was like, yeah, I did, like, you know, you know, and he was saying, you know, he was like, I guess, you know, since the woman that, you know, that they both knew and both were, I guess, I think I remember they were kind of both interested in at one time, but she, I don't remember, maybe anyways, but, yeah, that if she saw something good in him, then there must have been something, you know, that there must have been good in him. Like, I don't know. It was a touching conversation, and I was sad. I was like, aw.
I feel really bad. I stole his picture of...
Did you give it to him?
I showed it to him, but I couldn't give it to him. At least not yet. I haven't been able to give it to him.
Oh, but I was able to give it to the guy on the bench. His
friend. Yeah, that's, that's who I gave it to, was the guy.
Then maybe
the guy
I can give it to him later.
Yeah, okay. I gave it to the guy on the bench, and he really appreciates it.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't think that I have a picture of him. Like, you know, so... Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going through. Yeah, it's funny. So many things happen, but it all sort of like blurs together after a while because, you know, the way things happen in this game.
Right.
And all the different pathing. I mean, there's so many different ways to come at the same thing. It's like, it doesn't have to happen certain, you know, there's only like two things that have to happen on certain days. And it's like, everything else is just like, you just, if you just happened to happen upon it.
I'm a little sad that I haven't been able to use my dice yet that I bought. Oh,
that was the thing. I went back, I checked back with her, and I must have screwed up some. Maybe I still could have bought one, but I asked her to pick out what she thought, you know, was best for me. And she gave me, I got a pair of police, you know, one red, one blue, like siren.
You can do that too. Yeah. I mean, I only got one. Well, she tossed me two.
Yeah. And I caught them. Yeah.
I did not catch them. So I caught one and then the other one rolled and like fell down a crack onto like the bottom floor. And she was like, oh, that's a shame. Like, you know,
like, you clumsy. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh yeah, I just happened to catch them. Yeah.
So it didn't you couldn't buy? I thought you did buy a set from her. You just had to go and pick them up.
No, I didn't pay. Yeah, I was like unsure because there was like a choice. Okay. I was like, I don't know. And then I figured I'd, you know, get back to it. Then I went back and then I caught the dice.
So it didn't have the offer to you couldn't buy any?
Let's just say I didn't look for it at that time. It was like, this is the dice I get. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I think you could still buy them because, like, I did that first, and then I bought a set of dice.
Okay.
I bought it was like, I think mine ended up, like, for the special ones with, like they're magnetic. And I'm like, I'm not sure how I feel about that, but okay. But I'm really upset that I haven't been able to use either of them. Like, I thought, surely this will come in handy at some point. Yeah, so Frank, how long do we have once you started going to the like once you went over the island, like how long of your play time, how long was your play time after that, roughly?
It's a little. Oh, I know. Let me, if you indulge me, I will fire it up again because I have saves all over that sequence.
Okay.
Because, you know, paranoia.
Sure.
Something bad's going to happen. But it's pretty much on rails. A couple checks, key checks, but mostly for whether or not you reveal some key things.
Okay.
Yeah.
So time, that's what I'm asking, Frank.
I understand.
So wait, are you not giving an answer or
firing up the game to check, check my saves to see how long I have saves like all along there.
I didn't know if you're just being coy.
I'm gonna load
keeping
game.
Keeping it under the hat, you know, okay, mysterious like.
Okay. I arrived on the island at 1925 and finished the game. Like 2 hours, 1925, and I got to like the final checkpoint at like
So two hours. Okay, all right.
Yeah, 21:45 ish.
Yeah, what about like 3 hours play time ahead of me?
Yeah, then. 3 hours. It's just a lot of the island's a lot of. Well, there's a surprise on the island.
No way, Frank. It's the end of the game.
No, not just. Not related to the murder. Let's put it that way. So you check everywhere.
Sure.
And that's a big, actual big sequence. That's a big, we'll talk about it next week.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Something popped into my head and it completely left.
Let's see.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, nothing like life or death on the island. It's just
okay.
More almost like wrapping everything up in a bow. And depending on your checks and stuff is how much information is revealed to you.
Okay. All right.
And there's one huge surprise.
Sure. I believe it. I would be upset if there wasn't. Upset's a strong word. I would be surprised if there wasn't a surprise. Yeah. So, all right. Is there anything else that we've not talked about that y'all want to discuss? Oh, Madeline, you will be proud. I met 15 communists.
What?
Yeah, I was going through my achievements afterwards. I was looking at
it. I don't know. I was just looking at it and I was like, okay. All right. We're at 15 communists.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
We'll get you there soon.
Thank you. Thank you. Only two honors still. I mean, my honors stayed low. I'm only three boring cop, 13 sorry cop, but we're at a 10 superstar cop. So I'm pretty proud of that.
Yeah. I got
very nice.
I don't know if you guys got this. Literally the sorriest cop on earth.
Yes, I have that achievement. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's when you apologize so many times. I got that one pretty early too.
The world's most laughable centrist.
Yeah, I think I have that one.
Defend the political center 7 times. Baddest hustler in the neoliberal hood.
When you keep getting money from people.
No, preach free market up to 9 times for 9 times.
Oh, okay.
Il capo del art. Art cop 5 times.
Nice. Yeah, I have hyperstellar law official. Literally the sorriest cop on earth. Biggest communism builder. which is employ critical theory 9 times. The hyperstellar law official is say 7 deranged superstore lines. the world's most laughable centrex, El Capo de Arte, and then goodest of the good cops, which is get Kim to trust you. So I haven't really gotten that any juicy ones, except maybe the 7 deranged superstar lines, which is interesting.
Yeah, I'm just looking at some of the other ones. Well, a lot of them are like, I wouldn't say mutually exclusive, but you know, makes the other path more difficult. Yeah, like your communist one, you know, it's like I guess you could talk to everybody, and you know.
So what did we learn in our thought cabinets? I have the homosexual underground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hold on.
I learned white mourning, which gives you plus 20% zoom out distance.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So you can zoom out a little bit farther because it's kind of like.
Yeah, I got the same one.
It talks about the little guy gets smaller and smaller as you rise above the dollhouse world. You see him out in the snow, on the streets, in the shop corner. So it's basically like looking, taking a look at your life.
Wow.
The one I'm looking at now, let's see, or I got the Arno van Eyck, which I think is a new one, which is from, because that's the recording that you find. It's by Arno van Eyck. Okay. And so, you hypothesize when, like, because Egghead, when you give him the recording, seems to jam so well with it, with what he's doing. Like, for some reason, my cop was like, maybe Egghead is Van Eyck in disguise. And so, you go into this whole thought process of why that's not the case. And then the one I'm learning now is cleaning out the rooms, which I still have.
Yep.
A bit to go on, which sounded, I've just been choosing ones that sound interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to learn the hardcore aesthetic. -2 to, that's a temporary research bonus, -2 to interfacing. And it says F grammar, exclamation point. not only have you internalized the hardcore aesthetic, you've also contributed to it. How hardcore could you possibly become? Low-core people come around you to correct your typos. It's hardcore here, hardcore there, hardcore in third instant. What's going on? Those aren't typos, man. That's how hardcore. That's how core hardness works. If you don't know hardcore from our happy hardcore, what the F are we even talking about? God, I love these things. I just want to learn them all. I just want to know. I want to know how I'm going to go through another playthrough and find out how I can find all of these other, like literally 20 other thought cabinet things that I have not discovered. Yeah. And you can't even look at them. You don't even know what they're about. You just see the words there. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, you can't even see descriptions of them. And it drives me crazy.
It's all, you know, crazy conversations and checks, I guess. Yeah.
Ace is high, ace is low.
Yeah.
Wasteland of reality. I want to know that. That sounds exciting.
I think I passed. I didn't get it. I think I got it, but I didn't.
Finger on the eject button.
Yeah.
The lipstick contact mic. I want to know these things.
Yeah. I finally, the only new ones I picked up were the cleaning out the rooms and the Wompty Dompty Dom center.
Yeah, Wompty Dompty.
I finally picked that up. That's like, that's not actually a thing. And Kim's like, no, it is a thing. And you can think about it here if you want to.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. I got that one. Oh man. Well, I guess we can wrap it up there for the week. Next week is our final. Our final chat on Disco Elysium. Yeah, so that'll be week 7. So join us then. And then after that, we are doing a 1 week game, which was Kevin's must play of the year, which is Starship Commander Arcade. So that's going to be on April the 13th. And then after that, we're doing a few weeks of Call of the Sea and then a few weeks of Kentucky Route Zero, which I'm excited for both of those. And I'm also excited for Starship Commander Arcade. So. With that, if you want more game chat, you can find us over on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Podcast, Stitcher, and Google Play Podcast under The Game Chat for all past and current shows. Keep up to date on what's going on by following us on Twitter at @the_game_chat or follow us over on Facebook under Game Chat. You can leave us a review or a question or a topic for a current game. We might just read it on the show. You can email us those at chatwithus@thegamechat.net. Or email us adorable pictures of dogs at notenoughdogs@thegamechat.net. So come back next week where we're chatting about our last week and scoring and final thoughts on Disco Elysium. So until then, thanks for listening. And I'll chat to you later. Bye.
Bye. Bye.